Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome. Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations all across America, and especially along the Genesis Communications Network out there. Here, there, and everywhere. Little dots on the map, as they say. And oh, by the way, we're also broadcasting on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. We thank them for that. And of course, we're also being heard on some of the leading independents around the countryside, and we always appreciate that as well. And of course, you can hear us streaming on the internet worldwide. Many of our radio stations have streams and they carry our show over there. And of course, we're also on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Our syndicator, GCNLive.com, is our stream going there as well. And so do my Salem Media stations. So there you go. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters. Very important weekend for the firefighters. Our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there that go coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail all over the place, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go, so we can go. We say a big thank you to you. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're over there. And we're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on True Social. We're on X. Used to be known as Twitter. We're on X as at Captain's America. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. And we're going to go out west because we can. Because sitting out there out west on the edge of the fruited plain in the heat, I think it's really hot out there again, is none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
Yep. And it's a balmy 82 degrees with clear skies here tonight. We're all eyes are to the east of us. We're watching Lee and what's coming our way, and we're going to get into that right after we say the pledge. So are you ready?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we always underline and emphasize those two words out there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've got a real, real, real dangerous situation approaching northern Leeward Islands right now. And where it's going from there, we don't know. We still don't know. And they're not ready to come out with a definite path for where this storm's going to go. But it's Hurricane Lee. Now, Hurricane Lee has become a major and an extremely dangerous 160-mile-an-hour storm. Now, those are the sustained winds out 45 miles, 160 miles per hour. This will destroy everything in its wake that's within that area. Now, the present movement is west-northwest at about 14 miles per hour. The maximum central pressure has dropped way down. It's now down to 928 millibars, which means it's still intensifying. And the forecast is for this to slow down and crawl for the next 2 to 3 days and not go very far at all, so that coming up early next week, like Monday, it will be just sitting there waiting for a spot to go. Now, where's it going to go? It's going to be north of the northern Leeward Islands. It will be a little bit north of the Virgin Islands, a little bit north of Puerto Rico over the weekend and into early next week, and it'll maybe skirt the Dominican Republic and Haiti, maybe, but we don't know. And from the last flight of the Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft that flew through the storm, it indicated that the maximum sustained winds have increased to near 160 miles an hour with some higher gusts. This thing could have 180 mile an hour winds by tomorrow. It could have that kind of wind. But along with that wind, folks, comes the surge, the storm surge. And this is going to be a monster in that sense. It's going to be pushing a lot of water, and it's going to be deep. Now, Lee is a Category 5 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson's hurricane wind scale. An additional strengthening is forecast tonight, overnight, and through the weekend. There will be some fluctuations in intensity, likely, over the next few days, but Lee is expected to remain a major Category 5 hurricane through early next week. What happens after that? We just don't know.
Well, that's right, Captain. That's why we're going to continue to watch it very, very closely. Right now, they don't think it would likely be a direct threat to Florida, Georgia, or South Carolina, but we're so far into the early stages of this. Again, we have to watch it very closely, and people should be paying attention.
Well, the Bahamas and Bermuda need to be paying close attention because it's coming right at them. So this is enough with the water and with the wind. It would destroy a lot of buildings and structures on those islands. So that's for openers.
Exactly right. So people really have to start battening down whatever they can do at this point.
And you don't want to get in the water either, because the rip currents and the tides and all that stuff are going to be upside down and backwards. So forget about getting in the water. This is not the time to go out and get yourself killed. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and this voice is going to take you to break.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle, and we'll get right back to Kyle here in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program, the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company. By the way, a very patriotic American. And he says thank you, thank you, thank you to everybody that's been supporting him and buying his products, because he's trying to give you a hand while you're struggling just trying to get a gallon of gasoline in your car because the prices are going up again. And I'll get to that in a minute, too. Now, MyPillow.com is having a phenomenal sale. It's his 20-year anniversary sale. And he's got everything in stock that he's got there is on sale right now. And I do mean everything. Whatever's there. Now, in order to get the sale prices that are there, you have to do something. You have to have a promo code. And the promo code to buy whatever you want to buy is one word. Captain. That's right. Captain. C-A-P-T-A-I-N. Captain. That's it. That's all you need. And get this, you can call them up on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. You can call them up on the phone and order whatever you want or ask any questions that you want 24/7. They're there right now at that number, 800-641-5459. And remember, the promo code is always going to be the word captain. Everything he's got is on sale. And I'll give you one item. The slippers. Everybody loves the MyPillow slippers because they're so comfortable. I've got two pairs and a third one on the way. All three different designs, I might add. But anyway, the slippers are $29.95. Whatever it is you want to get, to the fanciest ones to the cheapest ones, $29.95. And the sandals that he's got are $19.95. So you can save a bunch of money. Bunch of money. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Go over there like Kyle Warren and buy some Christmas gifts and then go hide them so nobody else can find them. Right, Kyle?
I'll never tell.
Well, they're doing that to you, so you know that. So there you go. They're hiding stuff
on you.
They're writing stuff on you. You got a bunch of scoundrels over there.
Yeah, but I can neither confirm nor deny anything.
Right. Well, let's confirm this. Peter Navarro, who was an advisor to former President Donald Trump, and stuck it out through the end of the term and all of that, got himself convicted of contempt of Congress yesterday. Two charges. He faces as much as 4 months in prison for this offense because he would not abide by the subpoena that he got and totally blew it away. And, well, he's going to pay for it.
Well, that's right. Defying a congressional subpoena is always bad form. That's for sure. If you don't want to testify, you don't want to say anything, you can always be advised by your counsel to take the Fifth Amendment. But I don't think that you can just not show up.
No. Had he shown up, this wouldn't have happened, even if he did take the Fifth Amendment. But he took it upon himself to do it the way he did it, and he's going to wind up in the calaboose for, looks like, 4 months, as long as 4 months. It depends on what the judge wants to do. I'm pretty sure they're going to make an example out of him in lieu of all the stuff we've seen coming out of January 6th with the sentences, right?
Well, sure, yeah. We'd expect nothing different than that at this point.
Now, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. We got a lot more information today. Of course, one day does that in this business. But late yesterday afternoon, the news broke that special counsel David Weiss had informed the judge in a Hunter Biden case of its intent to secure a felony indictment against the president's son on firearms-related charges by September 29th at the earliest. Now, the judge had previously set a Wednesday deadline for the prosecutors to declare their intentions moving forward following the high-profile implosion of a nearly executed sweetheart plea deal in open court over the summer. Now, that outrageous agreement was reportedly first altered after the IRS whistleblowers came forward with their allegations, complicating the prosecutor's alleged plan to let Hunter Biden totally off the hook without a single guilty plea, even to a misdemeanor. Now, the new version, hastily updated due to problematic political optics, then went up in smoke after the judge asked a simple question about its future immunity provisions, sparking a disagreement between the prosecutors and Hunter Biden's defense team. So now it seems likely that the feds have indeed privately agreed to shockingly generous terms that Hunter's lawyers were expecting, but they were too embarrassed to confirm them publicly and in front of the presiding judge. Now, the agreement once again collapsed, and following that explosive courtroom development, Attorney General Merrick Garland, who elevated Weiss, who had been the U.S. attorney, at least normally pursuing the case, that is, to special counsel status. Now, that was a move that's obviously been viewed as dubious and cynical for various reasons. Now, continuing, it's a farce. That's the understatement of the year, right?
I think.
Now, having gotten caught and embarrassed for the second time, Weiss will now exercise his new authority to go a little bit harder at Hunter Biden while still taking care to insulate the big guy without throwing the book at him, just as we saw after the IRS whistleblower stepped forward. So Weiss, now needing to save some face, has an inclination to charge Hunter Biden with two of the gun-related charges for being a drug addict in possession of a firearm, which is something that is a violation of the law. And what's going to happen there, we don't know. But it looks like as if he could be found guilty and then given a conditional discharge or some sort of sentence to where he would not be in jail. Now, this is the long, roundabout way of saying, told you so, told you so.
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, at this point, they can't simply try and give another sweetheart deal like they did before because there's too many eyes on this thing.
Yeah, and as far as what they're going to do, we've already been told that there will be an indictment, probably on two charges. We've heard that from all the talking heads that want to come on TV and talk about it. For example, I just saw John Solomon a few minutes ago come on TV and mention just exactly that.
Yes, I believe you're right, yes.
So there you go. Now, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, again, I think that the Hunter Biden thing is so toxic that I think this is going to play into the notion that Joe Biden may not be the nominee, and they'll find some way of trying to explain it, that he needs to spend more time with his family, et cetera, et cetera. But the Hunter Biden thing, which was not so much of a factor in 2020, will be a major factor in 2024, and they know this. And no matter what happens with the special prosecutor or whatever, it's going to be a lot of fodder for the election cycle.
Now, the GOP candidates for president are gearing up for the next debate later this month, and it's going to be out there in Southern California, out by you. And I'm hoping that this time around we get something better than what we saw in Milwaukee last month, which basically turned into a shouting match. Now, what we saw then was a poorly moderated media circus displaying just about everything wrong with American politics, in my opinion, and the candidates played to a loud strategy that had little to do with advancing any ideas. They just sought to build their brands and blast their opponents. Furthermore, the candidate leading in the polls, Donald Trump, did not even bother to show up. Now, there were a few moments worth remembering, of course. The most urgent question discussed on that stage was abortion, and the candidates revealed a lack of candor and clarity on the most important moral issue of our times, at least some of them did. But it wasn't really a debate at all. It was more like a show. So, I don't know about you, Kyle, but I hope they do better this next time around.
Well, each one of them had to make some kind of splash. That was the order of the day. DeSantis had to hold his own and not look like he's doesn't really belong there because of the polls or because of whatever this or that. Ramaswamy had to make a big splash. Mike Pence came out and was uncharacteristically sort of aggressive, and that's not like him. And the list went on. Nikki Haley tried to land as many blows as she could. And I think she was successful in most of it. But, yeah, a lot of this had to do with trying to break out at that. So maybe this next debate, maybe they've already set some of those expectations now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Nikki Haley, now in one of the latest polls that came out, is actually beating Joe Biden in a head-to-head race by some 6 points. So that's unusual. The first time that's happened. All right, folks, well, bottom of the hour break coming up, and when we come back, we're going to tell you about September 11th, a little something that you probably don't know about, but we're going to tell you and let you know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is blasting Wednesday's announcement of a new round of $1 billion in aid to Ukraine. He suggests the U.S. may now be backing a losing war effort, noting Ukrainian President Zelensky's recent move to oust his Minister of Defense.
You don't fire your Minister of Defense if things are going well. It's like firing your defensive coordinator. Something's going wrong.
The U.S. on Wednesday announced hundreds of millions of dollars more would be going to help with emergency and humanitarian needs, as well as another $175 million toward military military weapons support for the Ukrainians. After a Supreme Court victory being reinstated to his football coaching position, Joe Kennedy has submitted a letter of resignation to the Bremerton School District in Washington State. An attorney said in a letter, "We have come to learn of serious allegations of retaliation against Coach Kennedy by the school district." Kennedy had previously been fired for praying on the field. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Yeah, buddy, and we'll be right back with Kyle after I tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take every single day in the morning with my first meal, whether it's breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever it is, depending on what time I get up, I take that Relief Factor and away I go. It's a packet, an individual packet that's got 4 pills in it, and the 4 pills are actually turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And what that product does is it's specifically designed to help support your body's natural response to inflammation. Inflammation is, after all, what causes the pain, what causes the swelling, what causes the suffering in your body. And this product will go right straight to the source of your pain and lower or even eliminate the pain altogether and the swelling too. And I swear by it because it works for me. And that's the reason I'm telling you about it right now. It works or I wouldn't be talking. And by the way, Glenn in Bradenton will tell you that it works. He wound up buying 2 bags yesterday. So there you go. And good morning to you, Glenn, and everybody that was at lunch yesterday at the Heritage Harbor Golf and Country Club and Eatery. We had a great lunch again. The food is tremendous there on State Route 64 in Bradenton. You need to try that out down there. But anyway, Relief Factor, you can find out more about it by going to their website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the 3-week quick start, $19.95, gets it all started. And then you go from there. And Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95. Give it a try. And while you're there, take a look at the vitamins they have over there, too. I take their B12, I take their C, and I take their D3, and it works for me. So there you go. Well, Kyle, September 11th is coming up on Monday. It's a Monday holiday this year. It's also known as Patriot Day. Now, what does that mean to you?
Well, Captain, it means so many things. I mean, how many emotions can we think about for that day? And it doesn't matter that the time has gone by. Every time you see those images, it all comes rushing back, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and it never goes away. And some of us wake up every morning of every day with that taste in our mouth from the World Trade Center. It was just bleh. And it's there, never goes away, because you've got that stuff in your system. And anybody that's spent any time there knows what I'm talking about. Plus, we still have people dying today from lung and heart-related diseases, a lot of cancers that have shown up because of what's happened. Now, these numbers are not officially being counted as fatalities due to what happened at the World Trade Center. But every one of them, every one of them should be. And once again, there was a ceremony in New York City where 43 firefighters who died from 9/11 related illnesses have been added to the New York City Fire Department's World Trade Center Memorial, the wall that they have there, ahead of next week's 22nd anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terror attacks. Now, this traveling wall, when it comes around the countryside, you'll see the names up there. And in addition, folks, just this year alone, in the past year, we've lost 331 firefighters whose names are on the wall. They've died within the past year. Every single one of them were at the World Trade Center and suffered from whatever it was that they wound up coming down with, all cancer-related issues. And it's just terrible that this has to go on and on and on. And they technically aren't counted. They are by the fire service, because we remember our fallen, but not by the government.
Well, you know, Captain, I think it's important to point out that those that served at the World Trade Center, the firefighters especially that rushed into the disaster, they took no thought for themselves, right?
And, that's right.
You know, it was obvious this was becoming a toxic nightmare, would be a toxic nightmare, but yet they didn't run away. They continued to try to help people, save people, do whatever it was that duty called for them to do. Such bravery and such dedication, that is one of the things that makes Americans proud when we think about 9/11 as well, because of the heroism that was displayed.
Well, I told you, all we could think of when we were staging was that we had 25,000 people in those buildings that had not gotten out. And that was just the estimate. It wasn't, nobody knew for sure. And that's why the people went into the buildings, was to get those people out. Come to find out, a lot of people had gotten out, thank God, before the buildings came down. But anybody that was in there when Tower 1 came down, and then a little while later, Tower 2, they were doomed.
Yes, yes. And it's overwhelming. And when you hear the names being read off, for example, at the memorial services every September 11th, when they're in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, when they're at the Pentagon, it is a solemn, solemn time. And it's really our duty to not let people forget exactly what transpired and exactly what the effect was that day.
I will never forget. I will never forget, and I will never let anyone anywhere near me forget. And I will always remember. And I'm going to be doing what I'm going to be doing on Monday. I'm going to be down in Sarasota in the morning at 8:30, as I believe once everything starts, for a special ceremony at the Sarasota National Cemetery, which is to honor firefighters, police officers, and the military who all responded, some of whom perished as a result of what happened that day. It's going to be a very solemn and reverent service, and we expect it to be extremely well attended. And there'll be other services all around the country at various different places where they have pieces and parts of the wall. The building, the World Trade Center. A lot of places have, like, steel beams and girders and whatnot they've made into monuments, which is fine. and there'll be different things going on at different departments. But that's where I'll be in the morning. And then at lunchtime, I'll be at Mission Barbecue at West Waters for their special celebration that they've had now every year for about the last 8 years or so. And I've been involved in that every year, too. So look forward to seeing the people in both places. And it's a day where we come together and we all bow our heads and we all pray for those that have been lost and those that are suffering right now. And we just do the right thing for the right reasons. And people need to understand that we're still in the same boat. There's still people in this country that would like to do the same thing all over again or worse.
Well, that's exactly right. The existential threats are still there, now, of course, things have advanced technologically where bad actors can do all kinds of terrible things. I got to tell you, Captain, especially the young people, there are a lot of eighth-grade classes all across the country, right? They usually will take a trip to New York, a lot of them will, and that will include, without a doubt, going to the 9/11 Museum. And when some of these young kids, eighth graders, for example, they see the fire truck, they see all these things that are there. You talk about the steel beams, and it hopefully just makes an impression upon them, because that's what we have to pass down, is the idea that this is our country. It's run
right.
with blood, basically, and we have to fight for it sometimes.
Well, when I was invited to go to the 10th anniversary and stand there behind the families reading the names and hold the American flag with three other firefighters, it was quite an honor to do that, number one. But when we came down off the podium, we were immediately shuffled over to some of these younger children that were there representing school districts, and they had notes and they had all sorts of things that they'd written that they wanted to give to the firefighters. So they respectfully gave them to us, and then we respectfully gave them to the museum, which is where they all wound up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I get that and I understand that, and that's good. Again, it's a brotherhood, unlike any other. And of course, I always remember, firefighters, police officers listen to this program, security officers, and, this is your home. This is, we're one of you. We're brothers of the badge. We know what goes on, and we do a lot of kidding sometimes with some of the folks, but I do know, after talking to some of the Tampa Hillsborough County firefighters the other day, that they're listening right now. So to all of you, thank you very much for what you do. We appreciate you, we love you, and you can do no wrong by us. No wrong by us. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we're going to come back, take a look at the highways and byways out there. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
What's the name of that group?
Well, ZZ, right?
ZZ Top. Yeah, Tube Snake Boogie. And oh, by the way, that goes out to Chris, Rock and Roll Chris, because that's one of those synthesizers that he keeps telling me about that they're using on the bass to get it to drive like that.
Okay, cool. Interesting.
Yeah. He told me about that the other day. I forgot what the hell they called it because
that's quite the sound that they produce with that. It sounds almost like they got the bass guitar turned up so loud that it's vibrating the speaker, which used to happen every now and then, different places, and they do that on purpose. But you blow a speaker, then you got other trouble. All right, Mr. Kyle, let me read this little statement here. Excessive heat, severe thunderstorms, and dry lightning for Friday around the countryside. You're going to see some rain out in the southwest. You're going to see some schmutz. We'll tell you where that's going to be. You're going to see some rain, a little bit of it up on the east coast, along with perhaps some of the Great Lakes and maybe a little around the Gulf. And then we're going to tell you about the storm approaching the eastern United States. So, Kyle, take it away.
All right, Captain, we're going to start with the excessive heat, of course, that continues in the southern part of Arizona. Our friends in Tucson, our friends in Phoenix, and over in Southern California, coming along I-10, and then also down to the border with Mexico, down near Brawley. But if you're coming through and through Palm Springs, Indio, or Banning, you've definitely got that excessive heat. And it is, you know, it is hot in Southern California, but where the excessive heat warnings are in the most southern part of it. Also, in terms of our precipitation right now, we do have an extreme thunderstorm, or strong thunderstorm, I should say, in the area of Helena, Montana right now. So there's definitely a storm warning there. And looking on the radar, they do have a lot of rain, and it looks like it can be moderate to heavy in some places there. This is going to stretch over towards White Sulphur Springs. Also, if you're coming down I-90 out of Coeur d'Alene, you're going to start running in to rain coming across the interstate as you make your way on down towards, it looks like right here, looks like down towards St. Regis. So be careful of that. But that's also going to then stretch southwest down through St. Marie's, down to Moscow, that's right, Moscow, and then on down towards Dayton there in Washington near the Walla Walla area. So be careful out there.
Where we have a new affiliate.
That's exactly right. They're coming along Saturday for the weekend show.
Yep. Now, we've got a schmutz alert right now up there in Nebraska. Those of you traveling across I-80 in Nebraska, you're going to pick it up around Grand Island, have it all the way to the river and Council Bluffs. Then you'll be out of it. But about halfway across Nebraska tonight, north, south, east, west, border to border, from South Dakota on down to Kansas and over to Iowa, definitely got a bad air alert or air quality alert. Now moving on down to where the heat's going to be at, the lower part of Kansas, right along the border there with Texas, and then out over towards Wichita Falls, over east to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You're going to have plenty of temperatures. Feels like 100-degree temperatures, and then real-life 100-degree temperatures as you move further south down out of Dallas, down towards San Antonio and Austin. Looks like you're going to have some down there. And then to the west over to Midland, Texas, so along I-20 all the way from Midland, all the way across again, Louisiana, all the way to Ruskin, Louisiana. You're going to be in upper 90s and low 100s all the way across on I-20. So make sure you're right when you come sailing across through there. You don't want to hear about anybody breaking down or having to pull over and dump, of all things, water in the radiator. You just don't do that. You dump in a 50-50 mixture. It runs it cooler that way than it does with just water. Keep that in mind there, boys and girls. And then down to the Gulf, you've got Louisiana, all the way across over, let's see here, to Houston, and then down towards Galveston, where Glenn Campbell sang about Galveston. You got the high temperatures there. And then moving on up into the upper Great Lakes, got a little bit of rain around the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, and the northwestern corner of the lower part of Michigan tonight over there along Lake Michigan. And got some heat up there to talk about. Yeah, you're going to see it in Massachusetts today and Connecticut today, and maybe a few showers along the lineup in there, too, scattered in just for good measure. But here we go. Hurricane. Yep. Hurricane. Hurricane Lee. This has become a major hurricane now with 160-mile-an-hour sustained winds. Now, the hurricane winds are out 45 miles, and the tropical storm winds are out some 125, 30 miles. That's going to get bigger as the storm is forecast to get bigger because it's going to slow down over the weekend. And by slowing down, it will intensify even more. There's nothing really to break this thing apart or to have it do anything other than just be a monster hurricane sitting out there. And it's going to brush Haiti, the Dominican Republic, the Northern Leeward Islands. It looks like Bermuda. You're in the path. It could be a real disaster with the water that it's pushing. It's become a very dangerous Category 5 hurricane. Further strengthening is forecast. The winds at 160 could get a lot stronger. And Lee's Corps is expected to move a little bit north of the northward Leeward Islands, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico this weekend, but it's going to skirt Puerto Rico, not hit it directly. Probably tropical force winds and pushing some water your way, too. And again, remember, the water is what gets you. The water is what gets you. If you're in a low-lying area and this thing's coming anywhere near you, get out of there. Just get out of there. Take what you can carry and leave, as we've been proven to be right so many times before. We don't want to be either about the fact that the water will kill you, because you're going to go wherever the water's going to push you, not where you think you're going to go. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
All right, folks, the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Center is the largest operator of travel centers in the United States. They bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the broadcast. And this month is Driver Appreciation Month, and they want to say thank you to the pro drivers out there. And you can do that through the My Rewards Plus app. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. And each week of this month of September, enjoy three free drinks from your favorite brands and find new exclusive deals and celebrate your hard work and dedication on the road. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And don't forget, on Mondays you can watch Jen Psaki's new show, because they're moving her up to Monday prime times.
Wow.
Jen Psaki. Yep. Jen Psaki. Yeah. How about that?
We got to make a note of that one. Yeah.
Yeah, they're moving Chris Hayes, they're replacing him, and they're putting her in there.
Very interesting. Well, we'll see.
And I don't watch MSNBC. They can put the Rain Man over there. That wouldn't bother me. All right. Hold that thought, Mr. Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here at the Captain's America Third Watch on a Friday morning. Friday morning. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Hour number two coming up. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. Be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.